Have we got a banger in store for you tonight? If this is your first time tuning in, you're in for a real treat, because Liz and I are debuting a new series on kinks. That's right, kinks. What's going to make this series so damn great? Well, we're going to be talking about kinks we don't understand. And what's more, we're going to try to figure out why people like them. Although, I'm not sure how successful we're going to be with the whole understanding part. But it should be fun. Doesn't that sound like fun, Liz?
Yeah.
Cool. So we've done episodes reviewing stories. We've done topical episodes. Now we're doing our first episode on kinks. Oh, to make sure that the listener is just as confused as we are, how about we don't actually say what the kink is about until part two?
You let them guess?
Well, I thought it would be fun to do part one taboo style. Have you ever played that game? Taboo?
I have never played that.
How the game works is that you have to get someone to say a word that you aren't allowed to say.
Just the name of the kink?
Well, there are other words.
Related words, yeah.
That would make it easy for someone to figure it out. Yeah, so if the taboo word was bondage, not only are we obviously not allowed to say the word bondage, but also related words like handcuffs. Make sense? Can we get started?
Yeah.
Cool. Just in case either of us slips up and says an off-limits word, I'll take care of it with a censoring sound effect. Kind of like this annoying f***ing thing right here.
As though we're saying the worst word in the world.
Yeah, right. So this series is going to be a little different, because each kink that we cover is going to be a two-part episode. The first part is going to be where Liz and I discuss what we think the kink is actually about. Trust me, it isn't always going to be obvious. So that will be part one. Then we're going to take a break for a few days and read a few stories on the topic. And Liz is going to studiously avoid taking notes at all costs. Then we'll come back for part two. And then we're going to see if we've learned anything, which in this case, Liz, I don't know. I mean, I kind of have my doubts. I don't know about you, but... I don't know. This one is so weird.
I don't think either of us are going to come away understanding anything.
What could this even be about? I don't even really understand, because there's like, I mean, is it some kind of like thing, or like, is it b***ing?
That probably leads into it. Yeah.
I don't know.
I can tell you what I'm hoping it's not about. I'm really hoping it's not about replacing things like sex toys with the object in question.
Okay, dude, that is just... I mean... Okay, number one, I don't even know how that would even work. Because you have to think about the firmness of it, right? Wouldn't that be a problem?
I think it would be, but I don't know, because I've never, like, obviously never experienced or tried that, because I didn't know it was a fucking thing.
I mean, maybe if you took it and then you put it inside of another person.
And then?
Then you transformed it.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You, like, you know what I mean?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, you know, you just...
I'm not getting good imagery over here. You don't have a visual imagination. I do, man.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm very good at thinking in concepts.
Yeah, but I'm getting pictures over here.
Well, I'm just thinking about the concept of... You know, if you put it inside of another person and then you put your lips on it, you know.
And then you just
did what came natural. All right, so
I was thinking it might have something to do with like the texture, because it's smooth and that might be appealing for some people.
Texture.
Yeah, like you would have different firmnesses depending on how much effort you put into it.
I guess that could be true for anything, though.
But that could play into it, is textures, firmness, level of firmness.
I mean, honestly, it kind of seems like it could be almost anything.
Yeah. That might be part of the problem why we're having trouble imagining it. Or understanding it, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why we're going to read some stories on this and we're going to try and figure this out.
Yeah. Should be interesting. Okay, so I have heard about this before. I just didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
Like, I knew it was a...
Interesting.
A thing that people enjoyed, but I didn't know it qualified as a fetish at the time.
Uh-huh.
Like, I thought it was just something that people enjoyed. I didn't think there was a sexual aspect to it at all, you know?
Oh, so, like, you're talking about... That, like...
Yeah. Or just in general, because... Honestly, when I'm down, sometimes I have bought myself some before just to make myself feel better.
Really?
Yeah.
That is interesting. I've never...
There is a big round one with a butterfly in it, and I really liked it.
Okay, you're giving way too much away. People are gonna figure this out. Well, I mean, probably still not. But I'm still gonna have to censor the crap out of that.
I'm saying that could be a snow globe.
Yeah, I'm going to have to censor that too.
A big round one with a butterfly?
You're just asking to get censored the fuck out. Or just to get this cut entirely. You know how much work you're creating for me right now?
Yeah, you're going to kill me by the end of this.
I mean, I'm not going to have any choice but to.
It was purple and very large.
Gosh.
I've always assumed when I knew that people liked this object as an object before I realized it was something that could be used as a sexual object, is I knew that people had particular colors and shapes that they liked, you know? Yeah, I know that people, when they go to get and stuff, they always want specific colors and shapes and sizes. That has to play into it, right?
Well, that's just kind of par for the course when you're talking about anything, almost, right? When you're going to get a shirt, you go, I don't like that color. That's too big. That's too small. I don't like the cut. I mean, come on. But then, like, you know, who the fuck is going to sexualize a shirt?
Let's find out. We probably could look into that. Just general clothing being a fetish.
Yeah. So there's going to be like, I mean, like panties, obviously, socks, shoes,
latex, leather, lace,
hats,
silk,
necklaces,
suits, ball gowns,
jeans, belts, skirts, stockings, a fucking god, dude, you could do clothing for like
weeks, months.
Yeah. What do we know?
Potential.
Yeah, that word was in that one story, and I was...
Just in the title.
Yeah. So, that did have me thinking, why would they be anything? If there is a room specifically for... Holy fucking shit, dude. I mean, obviously they want it to happen at some point, and then, you know, clearly... There's some kind of thrill around.
Yeah, but the fact that it's a room says it's isolated, so maybe it's specific? Because it's not like the courtyard or something like that. It's room. You know? Courtyard. It's not out in the open.
The archipelago.
that just sounds like a really fun place to be.
I don't even know that that's even a thing. I have no idea. Yeah, we don't have any idea what we're actually talking about here.
No, we don't. Like, he told me about it, and I have been confused ever since.
Okay, look. I didn't actually tell you about it. I just want to point that out there.
You sent me the word.
Sure. I sent you the word, but I don't know anything about it, though.
I don't either.
If you want to know, this is what happened. I was looking up stories, and I was just looking at tags just to see what the story was about. And one of the tags was, and I was like, oh, what the fuck is this about? And then I very quickly realized, oh, you know, I probably shouldn't find out what this is about. I'll just find some of the, you know, top rated stories and then put them in a list, and then we can read about them later and, you know, figure it out together.
Learn something new.
Yeah.
Probably about something we never really wanted to know about.
Well, you never really know, because
it could come in handy.
I mean, well,
yeah, it can be eye-opening to learn about new kings and stuff. I'm not saying that, like, we don't want to know. I'm just saying that there is a good chance that at some point we might come across a king that sounds innocent and is anything but.
I mean,
we might have some regrets at some point.
Okay, you're gonna have to explain what kinks you think might be innocent, because I'm not sure that I even understand what that concept is.
As in, the name of the kink does not sound like it would be anything horrifying or scary or anything like that.
Okay.
It sounds like it would be very mundane, and when you actually look into what it is, it's eye-opening in the bad way. Like sounding, for example.
Sounding?
You don't know what that is, do you?
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I do remember, actually, there's a rod involved. Is there not?
There is.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I actually did read something about this a couple of months ago, and it was really crazy, and oh my gosh.
Now that I've disturbed you, we can move on.
No. Like, you haven't disturbed me. I mean, this was something that I was already vaguely familiar with, but not firsthand or anything. I
more than I needed to know.
I am just... So, would you rather that I said that I was familiar with it firsthand?
No. I didn't need to know either side of that.
I mean, what does it... How does it bother you that I'm saying that I don't know anything about it?
Because now I know you don't know anything about it, so it's like...
What?
It's still something I know.
It's like...
I can't unknow that.
Well...
I'd rather not know either way.
Well, you know what? I have never, as a corpse, I've never had sex with a living person.
That is good to know. Now, see, that I can understand, because you've never been a corpse. So, that's not pertaining to you specifically.
Sure.
If you had told me before that you had died, like, even temporarily, and then said that, it would be a little weird.
Oh, man.
Because then I'd wonder how you knew.
All right. So, there's probably got to be involved, right?
And maybe the texture?
Inside the person?
With squishing? No, with hands.
Hands. But then...
Like touching and squeezing?
Okay, well, someone's got to get off at some point. So, How do they do it?
Could just be like a foreplay thing, I guess, maybe. I don't know. But like I said, the other option is that they are using as replacement sex toys. And that's kind of scary to me.
That is really kind of scary.
Because, like, aren't that thick and they real easily?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, though, today I came across a video of that happening.
What?
I did not look it up. It was just on my feed. I don't know why. It was one of those especially long ones.
You looked into this.
No, I didn't. I wasn't looking anything up at the time. This was a reply to another post that I saw. it's not like it came through on my feed directly. It was a reply to another post.
Uh-huh.
So it was just random. And the other post had nothing to do with...
Yes, thank you for saying that again, because I don't have enough words to bleep out.
Yep, I'm giving you a couple more. I'm trying real hard not to say it.
It's really hard.
It really is.
I mean, it's just so...
easy to say.
Whatever. Anyway, it's really not going to be that bad, but I don't know if you have anything else to add. Yo, you were saying something about texture?
Yeah, like, the you know, how they're the squishy?
Okay.
Like, not quite full, but not really empty either. They're kind of in between. Particularly, like...
who wants to play... you fill them who up? Wants to play with a limp...
I'm sure lots of people.
I mean, okay, look.
Not limp, but, like, not filled to the point of...
oh, God. Every time you say... it's just... it makes me think really bad things, you know, just for a fraction what? Of an instant. Well, there's and then there's and a one kind of would be pleasurable and another would be, oh, no, I just don't even want to go there.
I don't follow.
Bursting.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, I mean, you never know with some of these things, because...
I guess we're talking about bursting, huh?
Yeah, like, actually bursting, because there are people that have cut their own genitalia off.
Yep.
I have, not by choice, seen video. It's really disturbing. But
yeah, I would imagine so.
People sometimes do that. Yeah, that's one of those things where you only get to do that once.
Unless you have a good surgeon on hand, I guess.
I guess.
Now reattach and...
yeah. yeah, but there's no putting the back together, though.
No.
That's just not a thing.
Once it's burst, it's burst.
Yeah. Okay, so now you're saying bursting.
You made me self-conscious of it.
Well, it really wasn't about being... it was really more about being burst. Holy shit.
Well, I was thinking, like, bursting you could do with your hands.
I mean, I think with bursting, there is a connotation of things coming out.
I was just thinking that. What if you filled it with something? Would that be a thing? That couldn't be a thing, right?
Oh, it could be.
Could it? Wouldn't that kind of hurt?
Wait, what do you mean filled it with something? What kind of something are you talking about?
I'm thinking of the long style.
Sure, but what are you thinking about filling it with?
Well, temporarily, appendages. That fill with other things.
I'm still not following you.
No. You, like, you know exactly what I mean.
No, I really don't.
You really don't?
No.
You're not joking?
No, I am not joking. I really, really don't.
Okay, using it as a masturbatory tool.
Okay, well, you said filling. Okay, you said filling it.
Yeah.
And
cock and that comes.
Wait, hang on, what?
The thing that I had in mind was somebody putting their cock in a coming, and then...
oh, good lord.
And then...
okay, I...
would that be a thing?
I mean, possibly. I don't know. This is uncharted territory for me. I don't know... if you realize that or not. I mean, I know that you've spent many, many nights staying up, tossing and turning, trying to, like, figure out how you can incorporate into your very active, outgoing lifestyle. But I don't know anything about it.
So outgoing. I literally just thought of this when we were talking. It just occurred to me, and I was wondering, because you mentioned bursting being about releasing something, and it made me wonder if maybe that was a thing.
I don't know. I think that there's a very fine line sometimes between pleasure and pain.
Oh yeah, definitely. But what a fun line.
I know there have been some times where, you know, maybe you've had like a, maybe you've had the flu or a stomach virus or something and you've had to throw up and you just feel bad, right? And then you just think like, I can't wait until I can throw up, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you finally throw up, like, you just feel better.
Yeah. Like I said, that works with headaches.
Oh, does it now?
Like migraines. Yeah.
How do you get rid of...
If you throw up, it feels better.
Oh, what?
It's not a permanent solution, but if it's bad enough, throwing up makes it feel better. You got real silent.
Yeah. Sorry. I just don't have any idea what to fucking say to that.
I think it's a pressure thing. It just feels better. Is it that same kind of feel, though, that relief that it's, you know, the pressure relief kind of thing? Or maybe it's just the, like I said before, the feel of squeezing them.
There is some kind of fascination with being, I don't know why. Do you think that it could have something to do with fear or anxiety?
I mean, that could be the case, yeah.
There's gotta be some kind of sexual connection, though.
I was thinking about that.
How else are people gonna get off on it, you know?
I was actually thinking about that. I saw a video a long time ago about... It wasn't anything sexual, it was just like a game people were playing. And I recall there being some odd comments that I didn't really understand at the time. And now I'm wondering if it was related to this.
What grade were you in at the time?
It was just like a few years ago.
I'm sorry, that was a completely ridiculous thing to say.
But the video is like people sitting on a chair with and like sitting on the...
Oh, you mean clothed?
Yeah, clothed. It, like I said, it wasn't a sexual thing. It was just like a...
And this was, like, a real thing.
Yeah.
With, like, actual people.
Yeah. I just remember I remembered seeing a couple of comments that threw me off. Like very specifically, like, the red one was good or something like that.
You what? Know,
like, very specific to the color. Yeah. I didn't understand. I was like, it was just what's going on. And now I'm kind of thinking back on that and wondering, like, is that a part of it? Is that a part of this? Like, were they into that kink and were they watching that video in that way?
I mean...
Like, were they getting off?
You never know what people are doing. You never know.
But it was like literally two lines of people and it was a race to see which side finished first. And so, like, people were really going at it.
Wow.
So I'm wondering if that might be a sexual aspect to it of the, you know, up and down motion.
Well... Hang on. Was this all women, or were there men too, or?
No, it was mixed. I keep moving around. I'm sorry. You're going to have a lot of weird noises to edit out, because I can't get comfortable.
I wonder why.
Why what? I'm not sitting on a...
I know you're not... Oh my gosh. That your mind just went there. What the fuck?
It always does.
All right. So far, we have, I think, three different aspects of why people might sexualize. Okay. So okay. One of them is, and then right. Another one.
Everyone loves that.
Everyone what?
Nothing.
Okay. And then there's texture.
The texture.
Yeah. So squishing it.
Texture, firmness, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I guess feeling it. Maybe firm up while someone else to capacity, to completion.
Or beyond.
Or beyond. Oh my god. And then there's also the beyond aspect, you know, bursting. So mm-hmm. we've got firming and bursting.
There's also just the possibility that they can be used as a sex toy.
I guess that would be in the firmness aspect of it.
Probably. But, I mean, the could play into that for sure. And the other thing I was thinking of is with the texture in conjunction with them being used as sex toys, there are, I guess, ways you can tie. So, could that play into it in a sexual way? Like making... Never mind. That's not important. I don't know why I went so weird. Like, because, like, I've got, like, oil in my head now, and I can't stop those thoughts. Not just thoughts.
I am sorry. I had to kill some kind of bug that was flying around and terrorizing me. I have no idea what this thing was or even what you just said for, like, the last minute.
Good. Good. You'll hear it when you edit, and then you can be like, what the fuck?
Okay. Yeah, cool. So, yeah, we've been talking for an hour and 20 minutes. I have no idea about what.
There is some stuff on in there. I know there is.
I think we do. Okay, good. Because I think we probably got enough, because honestly, I really didn't expect this to go beyond 15 minutes. I really, really didn't.
I have thoughts. I have very unfortunate thoughts on this subject.
Honestly, I'll be really surprised if I'm still able to carve out 15 minutes out of this last hour and 20, because I don't know what the fuck we've actually talked about, to be honest.
Well, that was fucking crazy. I don't know how you managed to make it to the end, and frankly, I don't know how I survived editing it. I'll be honest, it was a freaking nightmare. Well, if you enjoyed that and would like to learn more, stay tuned for part 2 that will be coming out at the beginning of the next season. Hopefully someone learns something by the end of all this. I just hope that it isn't me learning about whatever Liz was babbling about a minute ago. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, and oh hey! I published a new book called Best Friends in the Den. It's about a couple of kids that grew up together. They're next door neighbors that, well, they don't actually live next door to each other. What do I mean by that? Well, you might want to read and find out. Available on Smashwords, apparently. Link in the description below and on our website at inkandecstasy.com. That's right, we have a website where I occasionally publish links to my work, and I guess, well, there's also Liz's books that are almost as good as mine, although those are just thoughts. Ahem. I swear, I'm going to need therapy after this one. Ink and Ecstasy is not responsible for any therapy bills that you might and probably will incur as a result of listening to this podcast.